that's coming on. And I'll just set this up, and I'll let her introduce herself and tell you this story of an event that took place in her life that I kind of have known similar situations, and why I've taken such a hard stand in believing some of the women in the Roy Moore case, and why it doesn't mean that Roy Moore publicly hasn't been an outstanding, respected member of the community, you know, believing that his reputation beyond, you know, any type of situation. And I can just tell you, it ain't always the same. There is a dark side. So let me go back right to the phones. Good afternoon, and if you would like to, would you like to identify yourself?
I think my voice is pretty identifiable.
I would say so. So I'm going to identify you. That's Shelley Alloy. Shelley, we had talked, and you had passed information on to me, and I found it so... First of all, I'm so sorry for what you went through. And I'd ask you if you would share this part of your life, which is, I know, is devastating to you. I know how strong you are with your faith and everything, that you can't ever forget, but you move beyond it because you don't have a choice. But if you would, in a nutshell, please relate to the listeners what became of you as a 10-year-old in Frederick County Schools.
Well, the short story is, and by the way, I have never had this conversation on a radio show. I have had this conversation in small groups of women, so
sure.
I'll just say that this is a new experience for me. But as a 10-year-old child in Frederick County Public Schools, there was a fellow who was, I'll say, not a nice teacher. And that occurred for several years. And when the man passed away, his obituary said you couldn't find a better person to work with young people.
Now, without getting into the...
Obituary said you couldn't find a better person to work with young people.
Now, without getting into the... The needed mindset of what happened, was this as easy as saying that he tried to kiss you or something like that? I don't want you to get into the details, but was this beyond a touch and or a kiss, or was this?
I'll just say that's how it started, and it was well beyond that. And I learned about things between men and women as a 10-year-old child. I don't know. You know, there's a movie called what is it? My Girl. It's an older movie.
I love that movie. That's with Dan Aykroyd.
I don't recall exactly, but what I do recall is there's a scene in that movie where there's a little girl and a little boy, and they're talking about their parents and why do adults like to, you know, want
yes.
to kiss, and mm-hmm. they say, well, let's try this.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you when I was watching that movie as an adult, I had zero recollection of ever having that kind of innocence.
Mm-mm-mm. It is sad. The movie you're referencing is called My Girl. Dan Aykroyd starred in it, and it's about a funeral director and his daughter and growing up without their mother. But anyhow, and... that's one of my favorite movies, by the way. I digress. Let me go back to this. People were saying, you know, 38 years, Roy Moore, why didn't you at 38 years? Why didn't you say something 38 years ago? Did you have or did you try to have a conversation with an adult or with a counselor or someone who could have at least embraced you and said, you know, it's not your fault?
No, because I thought I thought I was bad. I knew what was happening was not supposed to be happening. I remember looking at that man as a 10-year-old child and thinking, I have to marry that man when I grow up. I wasn't going to tell anybody because I was bad and there was something wrong with it. As a matter of fact, I never told anybody until I was 26.
Wow. So you went actually 16 years, well, actually 13 years after the last incident. How did this, this is sad to ask, how did it stop? Did you finally confront him? And did you say that, you know, I know this is wrong, it's got to stop, or what happened?
Actually, I was in front of the school on my bicycle, and I had started taking karate, and at the moment this man reached out to put his arm on me, the karate teacher happened to drive by. It was one of those God moments. It's one of those those divine moments of divine intervention.
Moments
and the karate teacher saw it, and he drove up the street, turned around, and came back, and he put his hand in that man's face and said to him, "Don't you ever lay a hand on her again, because if you do, you'll have me to deal with." And from that day on, nothing ever happened again.
Do you believe, I'm going to give you a second to think about this, do you believe, sadly, that there are other victims of this predator?
I'm sure there are. I'm sure there are.
I mean, was it ever discussed? I think I know boys at that age, they kind of tell all that's going on, I guess, but this was not something that was shared with you and any of your girlfriends.
No, you know, it's interesting. So there was this event that happened. It was called the gym club camping trip.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the end of the end for me, in that there was the boys' tent and there was the girls' tent, and this person put my sleeping bag beside his by the campfire. And so sometime late in the night, I won't go into the horrible details, but I remember being there and being so embarrassed, and knowing that somebody else had to see that, and I remember thinking, I'm different than all the other kids.
We're going to ask you a few more questions, Shelly. I want you to take a break a second. We have to take a break, and we're talking to Shelly Alloy, and folks, this is real life, and this is why oftentimes it goes decades without being reported. We'll talk as we come back. The debate we're having, the contest we're having, contest being that we're trying to weigh right and wrong, and it's not very difficult to do this in any case. The subject was Roy Moore out of Alabama, and a couple callers, many callers, said, well, you know, we shouldn't judge. Why didn't these women come forward? Why did they wait 38 years? Why? Let's go back to Shelley. Shelley was assaulted when she was 10 years old, and it lasted for 3 years from a teacher in her school. Once you, if another girl had come out, Shelley, and said, you know, something happened, Mr. X did this to me, would that have given you impetus to stand up and say, okay, it happened to me also, or would you still have stayed in the dark?
Do you know, I don't know the answer to that, Tim. I couldn't answer. You know, back then I was very, very shy.
Mm-hmm.
I was very quiet. I didn't share much. And the incident that I just mentioned prior to the break,
mm-hmm,
made me feel different from everybody else. And so, you know, I never had that conversation with any friends.
Mm-hmm.
I never told anybody. And it wasn't until I was 26 years old, and I was actually in a church service, and there was a guest speaker from out of town. And after he shared his message, he started pointing at people in the audience and telling them about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And this man who didn't know me from Adam, so to speak,
or at least Eve,
from Eve, pointed at me and had me stand up in front of that room of people and said to me, God is healing you of hurt and abuse when you were a child. And I had never told anybody. And it was that experience, first of all, I felt exposed, but it was that experience that gave me the wherewithal to actually go tell somebody.
Plus, it exonerated you from the thoughts you'd had as a younger person. It should have, that you didn't do anything wrong, that it was not your fault.
Well, I'll tell you, you carry that thought that you're bad in your head for a long time, and I don't think that I got rid of that thought until about a decade ago.
Wow.
And at any rate, that's what gave me the wherewithal. But here's what happened in the state of Maryland. So I was 26 years old when that happened, and I thought, well, now I can go do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to find out, and the law at that time in the state of Maryland was you have to tell by the time you're 25. So I was 1 year too late, and there was not a daggone thing I could do, nothing. Thankfully, this past April, the legislature's changed that, and people now have to age 38 to share. But, you know, for me, it doesn't matter. The fellow's dead, you know. He passed away, and that age 25 cutoff was the end. There was nothing I could do, nothing at all.
I'm just thinking in Alabama that there is no time limit on sexual assault. So that's one good thing about Alabama. But you have had to live with this all your life. I know you're like, I'm surprised you couldn't now go after him because you're not over 38 yet. I'm just being nice here. So.
That didn't go over as big
as I thought it would. But, Shelley, you could become such a therapist for those who today... And I know of people today because I've had to interact with them, and I don't mean that they're friends of mine, but people who are going this from family members. And you talk about what is even, I don't know how sick this can be, a school teacher, a person of authority, and that's why the laws are so much stronger against that individual. If you're in a position of authority, the penalty is much greater. But to think family members who go through this, we have members of you know, that are so... you know, on the surface. And this is the part that bothers me because people don't recognize it. There are a lot of people that have a good persona, a good reputation, if you will. And yet they have a dark side. And this is what you're saying. It had to make you sick to the stomach when you read that Mr. X has died and he was beloved, you know, and you probably thought, yeah, he just about ruined my life.
Well, I have to tell you, I had mixed emotions. Yeah, I did feel like that. I was like, wow, he's gone, now I'm free.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, it was kind of a bittersweet reading, so to speak. Absolutely.
Was there ever a time when you were of age that you thought about going to someone for help? As far as the state's attorney or a lawyer or anything such as that, was there ever a time that you had that courage to do that?
Well, as I said, at the time, and the law in the state of Maryland didn't allow for that. So yeah, I thought about it, but
it wasn't anything that could happen.
The law said you can't do anything after age 25. It actually said 7 years after the age of. Of adulthood, I believe, was the language.
Mm-hmm. Age majority, they would call it.
18. Well, let me ask you, Shelley, I'm curious about that. Is that still the law? Is that a good law?
The law changed this past April. So the legislature in Annapolis saw that the way that it had been was not serving people. And Larry Hogan signed that into law in April. So now people have until age 38.
Good, I guess.
Now, how did they come up with age 38? I have no idea.
Yeah.
But that is...
Well,
that's
two decades after the age of majority of 18, I guess that's what they figure.
So, Tim, earlier you said, was there ever conversation with people about what occurred?
Yes.
Probably 3 years ago, I went to a funeral... and there were some high school folks, some folks that I'd gone through elementary school with there. And I had a conversation then with one of my friends. She was a friend of mine in elementary school and in junior high. And she said, everybody knew that about him. And I know I looked at her with a real puzzled look, and I was like, in junior high. And she said, everybody knew that about him. And I know I looked at her with a real puzzled look, and I was like, huh?
Well, exactly.
Because nobody ever had that conversation with me, or I didn't have it with them. And maybe it was because I was hiding. Maybe it was because I was embarrassed. Maybe it was because I thought I was bad. I don't know. But when she said that, I was, I'll just say I was surprised. So those conversations were occurring at some point in time.
When you keep saying you thought you were bad, was this something he told you or something that you you self-imposed, or how did that come about?
You know, I think this just my personal thought on all of this, but people have a sense of good and bad and right and wrong. There's something inherent in us that I think we have a sense of that, and these things that happen have to do with, for me, I'll call it a lack of godliness. Some other people might shudder at that thought, but anybody can fall into any kind of depravity if they allow themselves to go there. And so this has to do with the condition of people's hearts more than anything else. That's my thought on it.
Shelly, you've given us a lot to think about, and more than I want to think about. I'd ask you if you have the opportunity to listen to us as we take our break and come back, and I want to hear the conversation, and if you wish to call and chime in, please do, and we just pray for the best for you, and I know you are successful, and I know you've done this by carrying this burden, but like the guy told you in church, the preacher told you in church, there's nothing you've done wrong, girl. Thank you so much, Shelly Alloy.
You're welcome. I know we're ending this section right now, but with regard to that, yeah, I want to echo that to anyone out there who might be listening who's had that experience that, yeah, there's nothing wrong with you.
Right.
You're perfectly normal. And
tell somebody.
And tell somebody, and there's a way to build resilience through difficult times.